Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money off my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. The thing I like about Anchor and why I've been sticking with it for so many years is that it is simple, it's so intuitive, it's right on my phone. I use it to record my podcast, Laura Teaches Yoga, and to kind of just help on the spot spread the word about yoga and wellness. You can use it for whatever you would like to as well. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Can't wait to hear your podcast. Okay, everybody. This is Laura, and this is the Laura Teaches Yoga podcast. And it's been a while. It's been a minute since I have uploaded a podcast, so I'm sorry. Don't be mad. Don't hate. Participate. Speaking of participation, I'm so happy that today my collaborator is once again the incomparable Tracy P. She's back from, it's a long story and we won't get into it. Remember last time we interviewed Tracy, she was going to go to Tennessee. Well, she's in Colorado now.
The pull of the mountains is just too strong.
The pull of the mountains is too strong. The magnetic pull of the Rockies, and that's where she is. Don't ask questions. So she's back. She's visiting LA. And we thought we would approach a subject that is often a challenge for yoga teachers, especially new yoga teachers, but not exclusive of seasoned yoga teachers. And that is when to know when to end class. And I thought that Tracy would be a good person to ask about this because one of the things I've admired about Tracy, besides her sense of humor and her teaching ability, is the fact that she never runs over. So I want to know, what's her secret? Fill us in.
Yeah, I always run under. I think I run out of things. There's a point where I have nothing else to say to them. That's a lot of how I know. But I think, especially for newer teachers, sometimes I think that we can get in a thing where it has to start exactly on time, which is very important, and end exactly on time. Those are things that are important, but also, since we're talking about ending early, which sometimes I do, that's okay, because if you're done, you're done.
That's okay. Right, and then the students can have a longer shavasana, which I don't think anybody ever resents.
Right.
So, but here's my question. Now, let's say, like, there are the teachers who are afraid to cut postures out. Like, they have a sequence planned, and they don't want to cut postures out, so they'll run over to fit everything in. What are your thoughts about that? When you plan a sequence, do you think about time?
Yeah, honestly, the reason I always end either a few minutes before or never go over is one time someone did that to me, and it really kind of wrecked. I rode my bike, and then it ended up, we were like 15, 20 minutes over on class, and then I had to end up riding in the dark. And I never forgot that because I didn't have a light with me. So I just always think, like, I don't know if people are at a parking meter, they have their kids at a babysitter, and so I always go by early as on time. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate
that. Cutting things out. It always has to be intuition, and that's what feels right and authentic in a class. And if you just are really rigid to your flow, I think that your students can feel that too. So
that you're being too rigid.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they may not know what they're feeling, but they're feeling it.
Well, that's giving our students a lot of credit, which is true, which is what yoga does. It kind of helps you develop that sort of sixth sense. And I think, you know, I think it's true for whether you're aware of it or not. I think it's true for a lot of students that you pick up the vibes of the teacher, you know, like we're attracted to certain teachers' classes because we like whatever the teacher makes us feel. And if you are too rigid, I think students can pick up on that. And that's not for everybody.
Googled it right before class. This is something that I can feel as a student, that it's not authentic. And so, just always speaking from a space that's authentic and you and, yeah.
Yeah, that's super, super important.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
who was that.
But also, I probably end on time because I have a problem with patience. So yeah, that's another thing about yoga, is being really honest. So the darker side of that is I'm a really impatient person, and so I'm always running a little ahead or running away too fast. So.
Sometimes you just know when it's time to move on.
Yeah.
It's time to move on, students. Go on to your next activity. Stop asking for so much. But in all seriousness, no, I think it's good advice. And you know, it's like you say, just to put it simply, when you're done, you're done. And it's okay to be done.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So on this full moon, Mercury retrograde, let's move on with our lives. So it looks about time for you to head on over to take class, Tracy.
Yes.
We want you to get your yoga in.
Yeah.
It's such a treat to have you with us. Oh, and this is going to be, listeners, this is going to be part of a series, just FYI. Tracy's going to be a regular guest on the Laura Teaches Yoga podcast because she has lots to share about her yoga practice and some things she has in the works. So we're looking forward to hearing that. So thanks for listening. So much to say. And when you're done, you're done. Thanks, Tracy. Bye.
Bye.